All right, welcome to Office Hours. It is 4 p.m., so we're going to go ahead and start. If you have any questions, please drop them in the text channel, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. We are recording, but the recording levels are showing as really low for some reason, but I hope it's good. I mean, like, the monitor on Audacity says it's good, so that's cool. If not, I'll just boost it. If there are any issues in audio, let me know. I did tweak things the other day. Oh, thank you, Lex. Lex put some questions into the form. I do sometimes forget to check the form, but that's me. Second whilst I cough. Okay, we're done coughing. I can go ahead and look at that form. Oh, there is a lot of questions. There's also a question for moderation, so I will go ahead and put that here. Sunday? Whatever they do. Anyway. Okay, two questions from Lex. Lex says, how should we go about documenting legacy features or features that used to be inside NEOS? Should documentation include when the feature was deprecated and what was placed with or superseded with? Yes, you should document them if you'd like to. If it's removed entirely, there's not really like a need to. But if you want to for historical purposes, go ahead and go for it. You can like put a notice on the page that says it's deprecated. Yes, lots of coughing today. Put a notice on the page that it's deprecated. Usually a wiki would have a template like deprecate, which would then put like the same consistent banner on them. I don't know if we got one of them, and then check it up there. The only thing that comes to mind that we, you know, might want to document is the legacy of the sphere detector, because that was such a cool node, which is entirely not performant. Not performant. Like, don't use it. I mean, you can't now, but even when it was there, don't use it. Very bad. For that question. On to the second question, which is, would it be a good idea to document update logs on the wiki? Yes, there was actually a lot of update logs done. Bombitman Bob was at a hotel room or something, and they didn't really have much to do, and so they decided to just do that for lots of the updates on there. So there is a page somewhere on the wiki that has a lot of the updates. Bitman didn't keep that up to date with the changing times, but we have an ample opportunity to make that up. It's gonna be up in the updates for a while, so go for it if you'd like to. Just find the old page, copy the formatting, and go for it. So that is the questions on. I just gotta notate the date that I did those. It's already July, you know. I remember it being in January, and like, I always have that feeling in January. I'm just like, this year's going to be so long. And it's just like, nope, it's July. Aaron, there's what did the sphere detector do? And what should we do in place of... The sphere detector was an active sphere collider that existed in the world. Like, it was the only node that did this. It had, like, a visual world representation. It had a circle that would be in the world of... and anything that was placed inside that sphere or touched that sphere would then cause an event coming out of the detector node. It's bad because it wasn't really clear what would happen if you pack it. Like, if you pack it, I didn't think it would work. But it might have left that sphere collider there. What you should use in place of that is colliders that are set up for your particular application. Active colliders are totally fine. Active mesh colliders are not fine. See my video tutorial series on colliders for more information. I still regularly hear people say that active colliders are bad and should be avoided. No, go away. A good example here, which I always give, is imagine that you are mining. So you're doing, you know, like mining, you name it, RPG mining. You have a pickaxe, there is an ore vein in front of you, you want to whack it with a pickaxe. Some people were like doing crazy stuff like, I'm going to shoot ray casts out the tip of the pickaxe and detect if they hit the ore vein, and then based on the distance I know if you're actually hitting it. I'm just like, what? What you're doing there is basically emulating colliders. Instead, what you should do is place a small sphere collider, or capsule might be better depending on the gameplay you're going for, on the tip of the pickaxe that is only active when the pickaxe is being held. So let's say it's on your back because it's like back equipped, or on the floor, that collider isn't active. Or maybe you can detect, hey, they're in the mine. And when that sphere collider that's active collides with the collider of the ore, you can be like, cool, they hit the ore. And then you can count the hits or make noises, whatever you want to do. Perfectly fine to use an active collider there. In fact, I don't really know how you'd do it other than, you know, I'm going to shoot raycasts out the pickaxe, which is essentially what colliders do. Colliders in a lot of cases are like actually raycasts. For sphere colliders, which are the most efficient colliders that are out there, they do like overlap sphere these, which I should probably just tutorial that pickaxe example I keep giving, and then people can see it. You can see an example of it in one of the recent creator jams. Is the one about bread called Carb Jam or something. Everyone was making this sort of bread stuff. There was a user, a Japanese user, cannot remember their name. Fantastic job, whoever you are. I'm sorry, your name. They made this bread kneading thing you go up into an oven and you can like pull out some flour, add some water, and then you actually knead it. It's just like shape keys that like distort this sort of oval of bread when you're like putting your hands on it. It feels kind of good, and then you can cook the bread. But I'm like, well, where are they getting the flour from? And so I made this like farming game, a really mean one, where you can grow wheat. It's all very basic because it's Creator Jam, so I just used, you know, free assets that didn't really bother what it looked. But once a single crop of wheat is grown, you use a scythe to harvest it, and that does the active collider thing. I basically turn on the active collider when you're holding the scythe. If it hits a fully grown wheat column, it will delete the wheat column, replace it with a wheat bale, grind that. Now, before you say, I know that's not how flour is made, but this is a video game. We were making it simple. Because, of course, in wheat, you want to separate like the top of the plant from the stalk. And that's why windmills exist, because they did it more automatically for you all. Those are the questions we have right now. I know I was butchering on about wheat and farming for a long time. So if you have any of those, you... Oh, I love rumors. So we have a rumor from Electronus. Let me go ahead and read this out. So Electronus says, there is a rumor that you cannot add touch tips or only add partial functioning touch tips to your avatar for security reasons. However, in my and some of the users' testing, they work for all kinds of buttons, but it seems you just need hand data component. There is a flow which will disable a touch tip that you add, based on a couple of sort of patterns or something like that. This isn't a rumor, by the way. Like, when everyone's like, oh, there's a rumor that, like, oh, bad stinky poo-poo thing. I'm like, that's not a rumor. Like, that's documented behavior that exists as a feature. Anyway, what I was saying is, if you add a touch tip to another area on your avatar, there is a way to make it work. But touch tips will have basically like a safety switch in them that will be tripped very, very quickly that prevents it from being used. I don't remember the exact qualifications there, and I don't think I should give those out, because then there's easy ways to get around it. But the security preventative measure on those touch tips and the way that that works, you can thank me for that. Like, I am the one who found that bug a long time ago, and that's how Mr. Fruit... I was looking to try and export a text file from a scientific experiment, and I figured out that if you added a touch tip and a button, you could kind of fake it, and then you could arbitrarily write files to someone's computer. And I giggled for a bit and then immediately reported it. I think my directions for making touch tips work, like, I know some people want them on their feet or their nose, etc. You need to add the hand component, the touch tip component, and then save and re-equip the avatar, and that should hook it together. If a hand component or the touch tip component see something fishy, then they'll just like disable themselves unless you like reload the object, etc. But yeah, I'm getting kind of like sick of like, oh, there's a rumor. Like, ask, guys, we're here. That's what we're here for. There's a rumor that Neos is doing Bitcoin mining. But we're not. Like, you can literally check. Yeah, it's good. It's not your fault, Electronus. It's just like the way society works, especially the way a community works in a game like this, which had that many updates recently. I heard this, Bob heard this, Janice heard this. Circle, 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 a little bit of telephone, and you end up with stuff like that. Back in my day, we'd call that game Chinese Whispers. That's where like children would sit in a circle, and then some person would come up with something, and then they'd whisper it around in a circle and come back, and it would usually get distorted. A bit like that drawing game where you hand a drawing around and say, redraw it. So, you know, I would get a card that said monkey with a banana. I would draw it, and someone else might see that as like monkey with a microphone, and it goes round. Yeah, we used to call it Chinese Whispers because I was informed a few years back that we don't call it that anymore. Children call that a game of telephone. And we use that as a corporate phrase now as well. When there's a misunderstanding as it goes through like multiple layers of like corporate hierarchy, we call that a telephone game. You know, maybe like my manager's manager would be like, hey, we need to get this done. And he says, oh, this done. And then I'm talking to someone to try and get it done. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, it's now called a game of telephone. Yeah, I've heard both too, Electronus. I'm just very interested. There are a bunch of terms that where I work, which are, you know, on a list. And those lists are like, instead of saying this, say this. So you'll have seen that GitHub recently changed the main branch that is used, that's like the main development branch. They changed it from being called master to being called main. And the term like whitelist and blacklist is like avoided. Usually now we use allow list or deny list, or as a friend wants to call it, the no-no list and the yeah-yeah list, which I think is amazing. You don't want to be on my no-no list. Anyway, on to other questions. Kyra says, bringing a question from elsewhere, what's the reason behind Neos having multiple cache locations for data for download assets or whatever the terminology is used? There aren't actually two cache location. The important thing to note here is, and I'm going to do a preamble here, which is completely off track of your question, I know. Stop deleting your data location. You can delete your cache however you want. Stop deleting your data location and stop deleting both of those to fix a problem. Like, the one reason I'll allow you to delete your cache is if it's getting too big and you need hard drive space. That's like the one reason you need to. People are like, oh no, my Neo's crashed once today. I will delete everything and reinstall the game. Please don't do that. It doesn't help me out. Doesn't help anyone out. I have no idea what's going on. Stop doing it. Just follow the troubleshooting steps we have, which mostly is asking questions and help. And you'll see no one in there is like, delete your cache. Sometimes you need to, and that's why it becomes a sort of like a solution. People are like, maybe that'll work. But that's usually once we've done a bunch of other steps to see if we can get away without doing it. But onto the actual question, there are two locations. There is the cache. The cache will store downloaded files from an asset, so from assets and stuff like that. So if you go to my world, and in my world, there's a model and textures of a cheese sandwich. That's downloaded to your cache. The reason it does that is so that, like, hey, if you go back to that world or you see that I am again, you don't need to re-download that information from the Neo's cloud. You have it on your computer. You can just load it. That's the cache. The secondary location is the data folder, which has a database in it and a bunch of other stuff, and also has anything stored locally. If you store anything in your local home, both worlds and items, they are stored literally in that folder. And so by deleting that, you're deleting basically everything Neo's knows about you and any items that you have stored locally. That's why I say don't do it. Also stored in that location is like the local copy of some of your stuff that's like to do with syncing, etc. So when you delete that, you may lose progress, but you sometimes need to delete that when there are syncing issues. But that's after you have tried the sync resolution commands, which will fix the syncing. People are too willy-nilly to delete. Essentially, that's the two locations. So you've got cache, which is, like, I'm going to air quotes this because it's a little wishy-washy, but, like, other people's stuff is the cache, right? Other people's worlds, other people's items, other people's crap. And then the data location, which is your stuff. I mean, it, like I said, it can go between those as, like, a Venn diagram, but it's, like, your stuff. So your items, your worlds, stuff stored locally. Your database, which is basically like a lookup table for where everything is. If you know, like, index cards in a library, that's what that database is. As well as settings and things like that are also stored. So those are those two locations. They are stored in different places because the Windows file system encourages us to do so. Everyone is aware of the temporary folders. Those are known, and Windows and other tools know that temporary folders exist there and that they can be cleared. There is a temp directory on other operating systems, and it's just known that, like, hey, if you need to, you can trash the temp folder. That's what that is. So I believe that's that question. If you have any follow-up questions, do let me know. We'll get to them. Electron says deleting your database makes it harder to help. That's correct. The easiest way to help you is to give us log files. Give us log files. Sometimes the log files don't actually say anything. And if the log files don't say anything actionable, that's where it might become suitable to delete your cache and stuff like that. Usually, I remember a friend of mine, they bought an Oculus headset, like the CV1, long, long time ago, 2019 or whatever. And saying 2019 was a long time ago, it makes me feel strange. Anyway, and they just couldn't get it working, and they were talking to support, and support were doing everything, you know, diagnostic, etc. And it turned up to, like, they were then, like, after, like, a couple of, like, back and forths, it was, okay, now try reinstalling, which he did, it didn't. And then they were like, hey, try reinstalling Windows. That might fix it. And he actually did. And I told him no. Like, if a support person tells you to reinstall Windows because their software is wrong, nope. Windows should be nothing to do with that. There are things that can happen, of course, but, like, they should know about those things. Anyway, so we did reinstall Windows, and it didn't work. And the support person was then like, could you reinstall Windows again? And at that point, he returned the Oculus headset and went for a Vive. Oh, we have another question here from Electronus, who asks, I have seen a couple of log files talking about not being able to find local files to sync. I assume those are messing with the folder. Yes. So when you mess with the folder, particularly if you do it in a certain way, which is something I've always seen people do, they like delete like half their local folders or whatever. What you end up with is sort of like a referential thing. So again, if we think about index cards at a library, you go to the indexer to look at, sorry, I should explain what index cards are, because or computers. Before there were computers, which told you where a library book was, or, you know, before computers where you needed books, you would go to the library and you'd go to like an indexer, which is like a big collection of cards, and you would sift through those cards and pick one up, and it'd be like, ah, yes, Prime's cheese recipes in aisle 4, row 2. And then you know exactly where it is to go find. So now imagine that you went to that indexer, you looked for the card, then you went to row whatever I said, and it wasn't there. The book's not there. That means that there is a that can't find that file. And that's what I've been to a library in ages. Like, I don't think I'll need another reference book. Like, you know, at school, you always had reference books. Sometimes you had to buy them. Sometimes at school, just like, you know, have a collection of them, which they passed out. And most of those had graffiti in them. But, you know, like, I think I'd need one. Back in the day, I bought, actually still have them. I've got like 4 books on Perl, because Perl is the language I learned to get the start in this like industry. And so I have like all the Perl books you can have, and I haven't touched them ever. If I wanted to learn like a new language now, let's say like Rust or stuff, I wouldn't need a book. Like, I don't think I'm going to buy another like reference. The only books I think I'll be buying is like non. Those are all the questions on the list. So if you have more questions, do let us know. Otherwise, I will be sat here. In other exciting news, I have a laser level arriving. I bought a picture to go above my couch. I don't know. I always hang paint. Like, how can I? Because I'm in a rental, I use the command strips, which don't damage the but for those to work and for you to hang a picture straight, you need the command strips to be straight, the command strips on the back of the actual painting be straight, and them to be put on the wall straight. I'm done. So I get to play with that. If there are any other questions, please drop them through. You've got about 8 minutes before I vanish and turn into a pumpkin. I do have a random good life pro tip or message. Check your subscriptions. If there is money coming out of your bank account monthly, add it up and figure out if you use. Like, I thought I'd cancelled it, but I found that I was accidentally still subscribed to Uber One. I was using Uber One to get better deals on Uber Eats, but now I'm trying to avoid Uber Eats. So I'm like, okay, let's cancel Uber One then. That was $10 coming out of my month bank account every month I could put back into. So check that account. Check your statement. I had one the other day I didn't recognize. And I Googled it and I'm like, oh, that's my home insurance. Okay, cool. My home insurance company changed name. So Electronis has provided a picture of the log file. Yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that is basically like, cannot locate that. Whilst we're here, if you're poking around in your local files and you're, you know, trying to sort of see how they work, etc., do keep in mind that they are like not encrypted because it's like really weak. You can like figure it out, but like they're a little bit like obfuscated, I guess. Some of that is optimization, some of that is like security. Like I say, it's not like strong. It's just like we're dumping files on your computer in a different way that is really logical. And so if you see anything weird, that's, for example, if you see in Electronis's screenshot there, it'll be like local :// and then like a bunch of crap. That like random string is like a lookup in the database that I was talking about. And that database then knows exactly where that is. So it maps it to an actual folder, the computer, and a file there. For anyone in Neos, I forgot. I built it yesterday because I was a bit, I don't know, I was bored and I did it. It was really quick. I put a new meme in my memes folder. So go to public, probable prime, and then go to memes. There is a new meme. Swiffen typing. I have lots of time. I love it when I mention people that are typing and then they stop. So we have a question here, which I will read and give my interpretation to, but it is a moderation question. So I will refer it to the Sunday moderation office hours. Swiffen asks, when it comes to figuring out guidelines and such, could having a poll over different future rules guidelines be a helpful tool? No. Polls are great because they give you like a quantity of data, but they don't give you what's called qualitative data. I always get those confused, so I probably did it wrong. If I did it wrong, don't yell at me. The point being is like, I can see, cool, 50 people think that this is cool, and 50 people think that this is not cool. Great, what does that give me? Like, I don't understand. We need more like opinions and stuff like that. And do you remember that the anonymous feedback forum is there? Also remember that regardless of what you say, this is going to sound rude, I apologize. Regardless of what you say as an opinion, regardless of the poll result, moderation have to make the best possible choice factoring everything. A good example here being in the clothing area, we are fortunate enough to be our own platform, and so we can decide what we would like to do there. If you think back to the days of Mixer, which I used to work for, Mixer was under the umbrella of Microsoft. And so even though Mixer itself had a view on clothing, we had to conform to the big corporate agenda on clothing, which meant it twice as complicated, but also meant we couldn't listen. Like, people were like, it should be like this. And we're like, yeah, we know, but like, we can't. But we couldn't even say, yeah, we know, because that adds doubt to like your customers' like brain space of that brand. So we're just like, no, sorry, this is it. We don't want to do that. And I know that moderation don't want to do that. That's why the conversations are open and feedback is being held. But polls are just like not the way you should be doing it. I know that's the way it's done in like a democracy, right? But like, no. Yeah, Neos isn't a democracy. We try and be as good to the community as possible. But in some cases, you know, we can't. Now, I know that Neos' stance has always been that we wouldn't take outside venture capital, but I'm providing this as an example. If Neos, if, don't quote me on Twitter later, I'm saying the word if a few times, if Neos took venture capital of a substantial amount from another company, they may be able to say, hey, we need you to change your clothing policy again, and it needs to conform to, you know, business needs, business. And so just like think about that the next time you're mad at a company for changing their policies, just think about all the things in play there. Another good example here being what happened to OnlyFans. So OnlyFans had like advertisers, sponsorship, venture capital, etc., that was just not okay with them having pornography on OnlyFans. And so they tried to remove pornography from OnlyFans, and of course the community were like, screw that. And then OnlyFans had to then probably change up a bunch of their ad deals such that there could be. Same thing happens with YouTube. People are like, why is my YouTube video being demonetized? YouTube hates this. The reason is because monetization through YouTube comes through adverts, and if no one wants to put adverts on a particular type of content, let's say, you know, none of the advertisers that are registered with the other side of monetization, as in they are paying YouTube to put ads on videos, they don't want to appear in any cheese-related videos, then the fact that you mentioned cheese in your video would cause it to be demonetized. It isn't YouTube's fault, it's the advertisers that they're working. If they could find a cheese advertiser that wants to be monetized on cheese videos, beautiful, and they probably have cheese adverts somewhere. But when it comes to sort of real edgy topics, some advertising people just don't want adverts on there, and so that video gets demonetized. It's nothing to do with YouTube, though. There are no ad money. We cannot pay you. Moving onwards to another question we have here from SLS. Doesn't Rothenberg Ventures own 10 to 15% of StockX? Rothenberg Ventures doesn't exist anymore, so no. Ramper, if you're typing a question, go for it. Otherwise, we'll cut that off at the point, as we just went over by 2 minutes with me ranting about demonetization on YouTube. Like, I've been on the other side of it. Like, I've been on the other side of advertisers. I've been on the other side of monetization. I've been on the other side of that. So it makes a lot more sense. Okay, that wasn't a question. So we'll go ahead and end up here. And then we will carry on anyway. As I said, check that new meme in my memes folder. If you have any questions, please feel free to DM me or follow the Contacting the Neos team guidelines. I'll get this posted soon and tag the office hours notification doodad when it's ready. Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.